Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, December 12th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. Today, we are speaking with our good friends from the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. We have Chad Schooley with us. Chad, good to see you, as always.
Yeah, thanks.
And we have Dan Volt with us, snowmobile and ATV trails coordinator. Dan, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Dan, got to be here with us more so I can get that name right, all right?
Sure.
The more you're here,
sounds
the more
good.
I'll get it right. Appreciate the time, you guys, and thanks for being here. I certainly want to start out by thanking you guys and everybody working in your team at the Parks and Forestry Department, or certainly with our trail coordinators out there working so hard, especially this time of year where it's go time for you guys. This is the Super Bowl. This is the time of year for you all.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we're going to put a lot of our focus today is the trails, is the snowmobile, ATV trail coordinating, and some of that. When it comes to this topic, when it comes to this time of year, how is it at the office, Chad? How is it for you guys, the work, the days? What is a day in the life like over there at the Parks and Forestry Department?
Well, it's usually just kind of that transition time, right, between camping and summer warm weather recreation and looking forward to cold weather recreation. So
yeah,
but we have a lot of projects going on. So in the past, you know, this may have been kind of a slower portion of the year for our office staff specifically, but we've been I've been giving them a lot of work because we have a lot of projects going on. So
yeah,
we're all involved with that. So yeah.
Before we get too deep into this season, just to rewind for a second to last year, where there was no snow. We got some, but we were really hit hard without not getting hit hard by snow and everything. How much did that affect last year affect this year in preparing the trails or doing any of the work that kind of prep that you guys have to do for this season?
Well, every year is a little different, you know, because through the warm season, you know, we have trees that fall, we have different things. But that was one good thing last year with the winter season having very little snow. We were able to get a lot of projects done that we typically wouldn't, because we'd be spending more time at Powers Bluff and on our trail, winter trails, things like that. So that was a blessing in disguise, but we were only open for 2 days last year at Powers Bluff for tubing and skiing. Some of the snowmobile trails, I don't believe, even opened last year.
Correct.
Some of them did. But so obviously there's pros and cons of not having a real snowy winter, but I think people in central Wisconsin, us included, We'd like some snow this year.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I have put the order into Mother Nature,
and from what
our weather team is telling us, she has heard us.
Yeah.
And just as important for us as it is here, certainly up north, and hoping for them to get some snow.
Absolutely.
And everything.
Right.
For so much of the retail and the workers up that way. Dan, I want to jump into a snowmobile and ATV trail program update as well with you and get kind of an update on the trails and the systems, how that's going in these early days of kind of getting ready for all this, for Mother Nature to drop some snow on us.
Yeah, we're in the process. We have 7 clubs, volunteer clubs, in the central Wisconsin area. They basically get together, they go out, they sign trails, clean trails, brush. A lot of their efforts are reimbursed through the state through a program that we run through the county parks office. They get reimbursed $300 a mile for their efforts. Obviously, that isn't always enough to cover all this, so they do different fundraisers. You got radar runs with the Kellner Knights. Rudolph River Rovers are always got gun raffles. Bakerville's got money raffles. Vesper in that area, they do snow cross with vintage snowmobile sled races and Arpin. They're always doing stuff to kind of help fund, you know,
yeah,
their trail system, and then they're always making it available for all their landowners, because without the landowners, this wouldn't happen. I mean, they're always appreciative to them guys. They throw some gatherings to get people involved, you know, shout outs to their landowners, just as a thank you, because it's a right and a privilege to be able to go on other people's land,
mm-hmm,
and enjoy the, you know, scenery and beauty of the county. I mean, without the landowners, this wouldn't work, you know.
To that point, we're happy to every month Sheriff Sean Becker joins us, and Sean and I have talked about this a lot over the years. It's something he's really passionate about. Like so many of our individuals, our community members around here, love ATVing, love having these trails, but respect so much of these landowners giving up that land to be able to do this, which is always going to remind you to treat these trails with respect. Treat them like you're going to grandma's house for dinner.
Yes.
You know, you don't put your feet on the table at grandma's. Yeah. You sure didn't in mine. You don't do that. You exactly. Treat it with respect. Treat it like it's your land. Treat it with respect. And we can keep these trails going for many, many years.
And please stay on the trails. That's a big, all the landowners appreciate that. So.
Are there any other things, especially before we're hitting these trails, that kind of remind people of, hey, remember to do this. Remember to keep up on this, everybody. Yeah. Along with some of the stuff we just mentioned there, of course.
Yep. There's people buy their season passes, you know, the registration. That all helps with the funding to keep everything going. That's things that can be done ahead of time. Just getting involved with clubs. You know, if you're interested in snowmobiling, they're always looking for volunteers and fresh backs to help put signs in and do some chainsawing. I mean, you always hear that from clubs. And if you want your trails to succeed, you got to have people willing to go out there. I mean, if you get out there on nice days, it's beautiful. It's a good time of year to be out and about. And they're always looking for help.
As long as we're talking about it, I wanted to make sure to get this in here, but sometime in the conversation, another thing that's come up with Sean before and some other of our guests, that these clubs, that we appreciate them and the work that they do and the fun that they create for our communities, they could always use more people. And we're always looking for younger people, especially to get into this sport and have some fun with this activity and everything. It's something that's still doing well. I would say that the industry, all of that is very healthy, but could always use younger people involved in these things. And that's always encouraged. We encourage you to do that and find out more. And I want to send a big, open call to any of those clubs out there if they ever want to join us on the air here. I'd love to have them on, love to talk with them, love to talk ATVs and more of this stuff with them, and maybe bring a little more members to their clubs. Yes. I think that'd be fun. I did have a quick question for you, Dan, and I just was doing a little prep for the interview here and was thinking about it, and I don't know if I've ever really talked about this with anybody, but we talk a lot about, not a lot, but every once in a while it comes up of a trail going away or somebody taking a trail off the land or reminding people to treat these trails with respect. But what if somebody wants to start a trail? What if somebody has some land and they'd like to, I got some land here. Maybe I want to create a trail or something. Is that even possible? Is that something people can do? Am I asking you a question that's above your pay grade?
No,
I'm joking.
No,
but,
to be honest, the Rudolph River Rovers just came about with some new miles. We got some really ambitious club members that put a lot of time and effort in that area, and they got, it must be about 12 to 14 miles of what we call unfunded trail that they went out on their own and they established. They got the landowner's permission. They picked areas where there wasn't a lot of tree removal or culverts that had to put in. But with that, to get that $300 a mile funded, we got to go through the state. And right now, because we have had lack of snow throughout our state, that fund is very down there. Not. We need to have a few good snow years to build that up, because right now the state is not approving new miles, but this club has put new miles out. So it is possible.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes, you know, we do have landowners once in a while that do back out, unfortunately, for different reasons. You know, sometimes there's change of ownership and they're not snowmobilers, but then we got to go through the process of rerouting. And I mean,
that's a lot.
Yes, it is. You know, sometimes you got it really nice and established. That's why we really have to concentrate on staying on our trails and respecting our landowners, because, they're the ones that make it work.
Well said. Well said, Dan. And thank you for all that great information, Dan. Appreciate it, especially what's going on over there in Rudolph. I don't think a lot of us might have known about that. I appreciate that info. I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the winter recreation opportunities here in Wood County in our Parks and Forestry Department with you, Chad, just a little bit. Got some really fun things in this area that are going on that are up and coming, and certainly we look forward to. There's a lot of stuff that we kind of know. Hey, this is here almost every year. We look forward to it. We can't wait to get out there. There's always new stuff, too. What are some of the things coming up that we wanted to tell people about?
Yeah, so I think what you're referring to maybe is Powers Bluff, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people are aware of that, but it is surprising when we do open how many people, even in Wood County, have never been to that park, you know, that we talked to up there. But so hopefully, you know, we don't make snow up there, but like you said, you have the order in, so we're going to get some snow this winter. Once we get sufficient snow, we will operate up there, mainly on weekends, Saturday, Sundays, but we do have school groups that do come out during the week and things like that. So snow tubing, snow skiing at Powers Bluff. We also have, talking about volunteers, within the last few years, I've talked about this on the show before, but we've put in multiple miles of trail up at Powers Bluff, additional trail. And we have a really, really dedicated, it's a small group right now, and again, they're looking to grow. We need more hands in that volunteer group, but they basically maintain those trails at this point. You know, we've got 5.5 miles of single track mountain bike trail. Most of those trails, besides the downhill, which would be a little bit too dangerous in the winter months for grooming and people using it, but most of those miles are actually groomed by this volunteer group for fat tire biking. So that's obviously an increasing up-and-coming sport. You know, it's getting more and more, you know, more and more people are doing that.
My brother's trying to get me into it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's definitely getting more and more popular. Yes.
Right. Right. In addition to those single track trails, there's also, there's also a multi-use trail. So that is actually groomed. It's a wider trail. We set track for cross country skiers. People can snowshoe on that. And then opposite side is set for additional single track mountain biking on that multi-use trail. So, a lot of opportunities at Powers Bluff. Not too far down the road, Richfield 360 County Forest. We have multiple miles of, again, multi-use trail. So it's groomed for those three areas, fat tire biking, snowshoeing, and tracks set for cross-country skiing. So a lot of people, if they're ice fishermen, fisherwomen, they would go out to some of our lakes we've got. So we have access to Nepco Lake, Lake Wazicha, and Dexter Lake. So we keep those areas plowed out. There's some restrooms at each one of those locations for people to use. So today is great. Great ice making weather. So hopefully, last season, not only did we not have snow, we didn't have real good cold weather for the ice fishermen either. So
And we didn't get a chance to really talk about that as much as we certainly talked about the ATV and snowmobilers and that, and certainly deserves the time it did. But I have so many friends. In fact, I think almost every one of my friends ice fish, and they were very upset about that last year.
Yeah.
That is one of those ones there. We're hoping to have that back this year. And right. Another great one to bring up too. Something to look forward to with some of these great areas that we have coming up. And I also wanted to look at the current and future projects going on over in the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. And I don't want to, you know, get you in trouble here and have you share something you're not supposed to, but please share something you're not supposed to. No. There is some great things going on over there, Chad.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, so we're just finishing up a pretty large project emergency management, which is a department in Wood County. We've been working with them. Primarily, they were kind of the grant writer for this project, and they're going to be utilizing it as well. But it's basically a storm shelter at our Southwood County Park. So it's for that purpose. If you're aware, or if you've been around here for a while, we have pretty frequently had some pretty large storms. Mainly around the state water ski show time.
Yeah.
Seems like July is a pretty popular time.
It does.
And there's a lot of people in that area. And not just that time, but we have a lot of different events that go on in that park. Obviously, the campground as well, the trail that goes around the lake. You know, a lot of large community events are out there. Yeah. So it made sense to have an area where if something's going on, we have a storm event coming through, you know, people can come into that and utilize that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, obviously we're not constantly having storms. So we made it, we designed it for the purpose of having it really as a multi-use shelter building. Mm-hmm. It's gonna benefit those that rent the adjacent open shelter. So there's going to be some indoor flush toilets for them to use instead of having to use the vault toilets. a utility sink, kind of a sink for cleaning up, things like that. We also added some countertop and additional electric to that open shelter. So that's going to benefit that shelter as well. We haven't come up with the final policies, procedures, as far as when the actual storm room or storm shelter can be rented. But it does have heat. It does have air conditioning. So our intention is to actually have that reservable for different events as well. But again, we have to decide when we want to do that.
Yeah.
Obviously, anyone that would reserve that would also have to open the doors for others to come in, in the event of a large storm event or something like that. So just adding another venue for different people, different events to come into Southwood County Park.
It's a great investment. It's a great investment in our community, in our Parks and Forestry Department. It's another opportunity to make some funds that can help the department, help our community. That's great. I will say, on a personal note, too, it is a great place for a venue. My sister had her wedding out there, the exact spot. Man, it's one of the best weddings we've had in our family. We had a blast out there. It was a wonderful time, and it's a great venue. And then you add this on top of it. There you go. That's even better. It's a great opportunity, something to keep in mind with the upcoming warmer, wedding season around the corner, some of that, or just events in general, family get-togethers, all of that.
Sure. So that was a large project. We're just finishing up. And again, we don't have it on our reservation site yet.
Mm-hmm.
We still have to finalize what those, what the policies are going to be and procedures and things like that. Another project that we're working on currently is we're building a new maintenance shop up at Powers Bluff. So if people that are aware are familiar with the park, there is a existing maintenance shop up on top of the hill in the area of the shelter building, top of the tubing hill area, things like that. So it's adjacent to the communication tower that's up there. Next year, that shop we plan on removing, and we would then have our operations at the base of the hill off of Highway N to the north. So not really a facility for park users per se, but just more internal operations. It's going to really improve things on our end.
Yeah, and it's going to help users. It's going to help people using that park, whether they realize it or not. It's certainly going to help you guys do your work. That's really cool to hear. That's great to hear.
Yeah, so again, a lot of things going on at Powers Bluff. The highway department that we oftentimes work with, they do a lot of work for us because of our projects that we have going on. They just finished up recently doing the site prep for what is going to be the future trailhead shelter building. So all these trails that were put in, the long-range plan was to basically have a trailhead shelter for trail users year-round, but also have an enclosed area again for the purpose of having different community events, things like that. What's kind of exciting, still in the talks phase, but we are looking at, again, with those volunteer group up there, the trails group, of actually hosting a couple larger biking events next summer already.
Cool.
And that really was the intention when we started designing and building these trails, was not only to have it for the general public, but also to have facilities, trails, things like that, that could host these larger events, which obviously bring a lot of people into our communities, whether they're going to be camping in our campgrounds or staying in Wisconsin Rapids or Marshfield hotels. A couple of these events that we're talking about, they bring in, over 1,000 people for these events.
Yeah, so these are revenue builders.
They got to stay somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Eat somewhere and all that good stuff. So we're excited about that.
And Chad, before we wrap up, I did want to mention there's also a great, a cool opportunity happening at Sarah Park.
Yes. So basically, next Tuesday is the county board, and at that county board meeting, they are going to consider and possibly vote on taking over management, and potentially within the next few years, taking over ownership of that park. So a lot of the listeners out here, I'm sure, are familiar with Sarah Park. Its history kind of stems from the paper mills and employees of those mills, and it's kind of evolved over the years where the last multiple years it has been open to the general public as well. But It's a pretty exciting opportunity for us. The owners of the property, Quipco, or Consolidated Water Power Company, approached myself, approached Wood County, just to kind of see if we would consider taking over the management of that. And I kind of ran up the flagpole, and there was a lot of support from my committee and other county board members. So stay tuned. You know, it's whenever you take over, this is my first go around with taking over an existing property and facilities and things like that. There's a lot of unknowns as far as, you know, condition of property, equipment, all that good stuff. So be patient, but I'm very confident if this goes through, we're going to get it up to snuff, up to our standards, very quality campground and park and shelter facilities. Moving into the future. So next year being our 90th year,
wow,
it's kind of a cool thing. We would start that lease essentially as of January 1st. And hopefully for the next, I don't know, 100 years, we'll have another park in the system and really have a quality place for people to go. So
you can tell how good Chad is at this. He waited to the end to drop that one. That's a big one. That's a big story right there. But first off, really does give some good, I would say a really good vibe to it with them reaching out first. That's certainly a good sign, and that certainly is something. You don't see that every day with that. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting part of this. But the revenue building that can be, the different thing that could be for communities and stuff. I've heard nothing but good things about that park since I've lived out here and everything. So the idea of it being even more accessible to people, or it being even maybe brought up more or something, there's nothing but positives from my angle on this one. It's really cool to hear. Thank you for sharing that, Chad.
Yes.
That's really interesting.
We're excited. You know, it definitely adds work to our already full workload, but We'll get her done. So,
as we're getting done here, and we'll talk more about this story, of course, next time you join us and everything. And please keep us in mind when you get some news on that one. But we do want to remind everybody as well that our Wood County Parks and Forestry Department have gift certificates available. It's a great gift for somebody. Keep that in mind this holiday season. And certainly wanted people to be able to reach out to you guys for questions if they had any follow up questions. So, Dan, if people want to reach out to you, how can they get in touch with you and find out more?
Well, you can always call the Wood County Parks office. They usually route them to either Chad or I, you know, for any questions. We keep each other informed if one knows more about something than the other, for the most part. So if somebody's out of the office, somebody's available. And
sure.
I mean, Parks number is 421-8422. I mean,
yeah. And that is the Rapids number. Keep that in mind. We, of course, our Wood County Parks and Forestry Department covers Marshfield, Pittsville, and Auburndale. So if you're living in one of those areas, it's going to have a different number. You can find that number at woodcountywi.gov, woodcountywi.gov. Otherwise, give them a call at 715-421-8400, 421-8400. And be sure to follow them on social media. Great way to keep up to date on things that are going on over there. Get yourself one of those gift certificates. Volunteer with some of the activities going on over there. And help our friends over at the Parks and Forestry Department. Thanks for joining us, guys. Appreciate the time.
All right. Thanks for having us.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.